All right, time to ditch those comfy sweatpants and get ready for our deep dive into the Missoula Turkey Trot.
Uh-oh, ditch the comfy pants. I was gonna wear mine for the race.
Uh-huh, yeah, no, keep those bad boys ready for some serious post-trot relaxing. But today...
Makes sense. Today we're all about the info.
You got it. Whether you're already signed up or just curious about the fun, this deep dive is your one-stop shop for all the need-to-know info.
Love that. One-stop shop, all the juicy details. Gotta love it.
So if you're in Missoula on November 28th, Thanksgiving Day, that is.
Gotta love a Thanksgiving Day race.
You already know what's up. The Missoula Turkey Trot is back, and it's better than ever.
Okay, so I know some people might be thinking, Thanksgiving Day race, won't I be, you know, busy?
Totally fair. But that's the beauty of it. The race kicks off at 9:30 a.m.
Ah, smart.
Plenty of time to sleep in, maybe enjoy a little pre-race pumpkin pie.
Okay, now you're talking.
Then you get that good energy out with a fun runner walk and still have plenty of time to, you know, prep for the main event.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Now that's what I call a win-win.
Absolutely. And the starting line.
Well, we're meeting up at the University of Montana campus rec lot.
Classic. Gotta love that campus vibe.
Now let's talk turkey about the options. You've got two delicious choices here. The 8K or the 3K family fun run.
Okay, lay it on me. What are we thinking if we want to, you know, go for it, be competitive?
8K all the way. It's timed so you can track that pace and maybe even snag a personal best.
All right, I like it. But 8K, that's a decent little run. Got to have some good motivation, you know?
Oh, they got you covered. Finish that 8K and you're walking away with a super cool surprise-colored winter beanie.
Wait, surprise-colored?
Yep. No one knows the color until race day.
Okay, that's pretty fun. A little mystery to get you going. So what's the damage? How much are we talking for the 8K?
All right, so for all you speedy folks over 20, it's $41.
Not bad, not bad.
But if you're under 20, you lucky turkeys get to trot for just $20.
Nice. All right, now what about the 3K? You mentioned a family fun run. Fill me in.
If you're feeling the more laid-back vibes, the 3K family fun run is where it's at. Okay, I'm sensing a theme here. What makes it so family fun?
Well, first off, it's untimed.
No pressure. I like it.
And get this, it's totally free.
Whoa, free. Like, actually, free.
Free as a bird. But, and this is important, everyone, and I mean everyone, needs to register, even for the 3K.
Makes sense. They got to know how many folks are joining the fun. Make sure there's enough goodies to go around.
Exactly. Can't have a turkey trot without enough treats.
Speaking of treats, got to give a shout out to our Run Wild Missoula members out there.
Oh, yeah. Membership has its perks. What are we looking at?
$3 off. That's right. A sweet little $3 discount for all you Run Wild Missoula folks. Just make sure you're logged into your Run Sign Up account when you register. Boom. Discount applied.
Easy peasy. Okay. Let's talk swag because everyone loves a little race day swag. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Bibs, beanies, the whole shebang.
Gotta have it. So here's the deal with bib and beanie pickup. You have options.
Love options.
First option, the early bird gets the worm, or in this case, the bib and beanie.
I like where this is going.
Head over to Runner's Edge on Wednesday, November 27th.
Hold on, Runner's Edge. For anyone new to Missoula, tell them about this place.
Oh, yeah. Runner's Edge is the spot for all things running in Missoula. They're located at 304 N. Higgins, and they'll be handing out bibs and beanies in their basement from noon to 4 p.m.
Perfect. Get your swag, maybe browse a little, support local, what's not to love.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, for all my fellow procrastinators out there, no judgment, you can also pick up your bib and beanie on race day itself.
Okay, I feel seen. What's the time frame for that?
8 a.m. to 9.15 a.m. near the start line.
All right, so got to factor that into the race day schedule. Any pro tips for the race day pickup?
Just a heads up, it might be a bit busier closer to race time, so if you can swing the early pickup, it's probably a good idea.
Good to know. Less stress, more time to, you know, stretch and mentally prepare.
No, parking. Free parking galore all over the UM campus.
Sweet. Free parking is always a win.
But there are a few spots you got to avoid.
Oh, okay, let's hear it.
No parking in the UM campus rec lot, Eddie Ave, or Maurice Ave.
Got it.
Noted. Oop. They need to keep those areas clear for all the race day magic.
Right, got to make sure everything runs smoothly.
To make your life easier, we've got a super detailed parking map in the show notes. Check it out before race day.
Always good to have a plan.
And hey, if you're feeling extra eco-friendly and want to avoid the whole parking shebang, carpooling is always a great shout.
Carpool karaoke on the way to the race? Sign me up.
Right. More fun, less traffic. It's a win-win.
All right. Are you ready to hear about the course itself? It's a real treat.
Oh, tell me more. I'm picturing like a giant turkey-shaped course.
Okay, maybe not a turkey, but it does loop around the University of Montana campus.
Nice. Campus vibes.
Exactly. And then it takes you along the beautiful Clark Fork River Trail.
Okay, so scenic views, fresh air.
You got it. Perfect. Whether you're going for that 8K personal best or just enjoying a leisurely stroll with the fam.
Speaking of family, is this course, you know, stroller friendly? Asking for all the parents out there.
Absolutely stroller friendly and walker friendly too.
Love that. So the whole crew can join the fun, even the littlest turkeys.
Exactly. Everyone's welcome. And just to be clear, both the 8K and the 3K start at the same time, same place.
Okay, so everyone sets off together, and then at some point, the 8K folks keep going.
Yep, the 8K continues on after that initial 3K loop.
Got it. Now, before we get too excited about all the fun, any important rules or things to keep in mind?
Good point. So, unfortunately, this year, no furry friends allowed on the course.
Ah, bummer for the pups.
I know. But gotta keep everyone safe and happy. And another thing to note, there are no aid stations along the route.
Okay, good to know. Gotta plan accordingly, especially for the 8K runners.
Hydration is key. But hey, at least you know that delicious hot chocolate bar at the finish line is waiting for you.
Oh, yeah. Courtesy of Hunter Bay Coffee Roasters.
Gotta love a local business shout out.
Absolutely. So that hot chocolate is basically fuel for round two, Thanksgiving dinner.
Exactly. Gotta replenish those energy stores. Speaking of rewards, what about those awards for the 8K speedsters?
Oh, yes. So everyone who crosses that finish line gets that amazing hot chocolate bar.
Yeah.
But for the top three finishers in the 8K.
Male, female, and non-binary categories.
Yes. They're getting some special Thanksgiving-themed prizes.
Think Thanksgiving food goodies.
Oh, I love it. Pumpkin pie for the win. All right, before we move on, gotta take a moment to acknowledge something important.
Definitely.
Thanksgiving has a complex history, especially for Indigenous peoples. For some, it's a day of mourning and reflection.
It's crucial to remember and respect those different perspectives and experiences.
Absolutely. Now, on a brighter note, the Missoula Turkey Trot is all about giving back.
Yes. They're partnering with the Missoula Food Bank this year, and we encourage everyone to get involved.
Bring those non-perishable food donations or make a monetary contribution. Every little bit helps.
You can drop off those donations at the Missoula Food Bank truck near the race start on Thanksgiving morning.
And get this. Run Wild Missoula is going to match every pound of food donated with a dollar.
Up to $1,000.
That's amazing. Last year, they raised over $10,000 for the Missoula Food Bank. Let's see if we can beat that this year.
I love that energy. Every can, every dollar makes a difference.
Okay, now for those of you who maybe aren't running or walking but still want to be a part of the Turkey Trot action, we have the perfect opportunity, volunteering.
Volunteering is such a great way to support the event, give back to the community, and just soak up all the good vibes.
And you get that awesome Turkey Day beanie. It's like the official volunteer uniform.
Exactly. Plus, you know what they say? The more the merrier. So grab your friends, your family, or just yourself and sign up to volunteer. It's a really rewarding experience.
All right, so we've covered all the nitty-gritty details, the where, the when, the how much.
The beanies.
But let's take a step back for a sec.
Big picture time.
Exactly. The Missoula Turkey Trot, it's not just a race, right?
It's way more than that.
It's like this awesome community celebration.
Yeah, get that pre-feast energy out.
Exactly. And then you're supporting a great cause with the food bank donations.
It's like the best way to kick off Thanksgiving.
Totally. And it's a good reminder that Thanksgiving, it's not just about, you know, the food.
Right. It's about so much more.
It's about coming together, being grateful.
Supporting each other, giving back to the community.
So whether you're running, walking, volunteering.
Even just cheering from the sidelines.
You're part of something bigger.
Something special.
All right, folks. We've reached the finish line of our Missoula Turkey Trot deep dive.
Hope you're feeling inspired.
Ready to trot. And maybe just a little bit hungry.
Speaking of hungry, better start prepping those Thanksgiving menus.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. Don't forget to check out the show notes for all those links and details.
And we'll see you at the starting line. Ready, set.
Gobble.